went belly up. When word processors came along, all of Buddy typewriters and other typewriter companies had to either evolve or they went belly up. And, you know, the energy and transportation sector similarly would have to be transformed. But I have to point out something here. You know, about the 80% of the world's population are living in appallingly impoverished conditions. I mean, only about 20% of the 6 billion people on this planet live anything like the 280 million or 300 million Americans and 320 million Europeans. You're looking at a world that is greatly underdeveloped. And if you had these sorts of technologies where you could then electrify and have transportation and manufacturing without any pollution all throughout sub-Saharan Africa, India, Asia, China, you would have a burgeoning world economy that would be a tide that would lift all ships and would enormously raise the fortunes of all of humanity, not to mention the fact that we would then have a sustainable civilization that would not be creating global warming and pollution and resource depletion and enormous dependence on the West being decamped in the Middle East, where we are despised for having a very strong presence protecting our oil interests. And so I think that there are many, many of the problems the world is facing are related to this unnatural addiction to fossil fuels that have gone on for a few decades too long. And so what we're recommending, and by the way, I have to point out that this this covert control group that some have called MJ-12, which now are about 200 or 300 people involved with that, I've met with some of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure. And frankly, these folks, about half of them now, would like to see disclosure happen. Of course, there's still a hardcore number of them that don't. But there's a growing number. Now, when I first was meeting with the Clinton administration folks and the CIA Director Woolsey on this, I was told by two independent sources that about a third of that entity wanted this information out and wanted disclosure to happen. I'm now told that it's really closer to half. And so I feel that this is inevitable, that this information will come out. The problem is, will it come out soon enough? And you know, we're facing some very serious, hard timelines here. One of them is that before we burn up the last barrel of oil, we're going to have degraded the environment and created so much global warming and so much resource depletion and so much geopolitical instability due to this growing divide between the haves and the have-nots around the world that, you know, will we reach a point of no return? And what we're recommending is that before we go into such a global civilization meltdown, let's get these technologies and this information introduced, and so we have something to begin to replace the old smokestack industrial order with something that's truly high-tech and sustainable. And remember that if this information were disclosed fully today and you had a fully operational energy device that was extracting energy from what the Dr. Bearden calls the quantum vacuum or the zero-point energy field, it would take 10 to 20 years minimum to change the way the world is running. It's not as if you're going to wave a fairy wand and suddenly everyone's going to have these things in, under the hood of their car and running their homes and businesses. So we need to be doing this now. This is a very long-term altering of the way the world runs, and this is not going to happen just overnight. And so in order for this transition to happen and to avoid the worst sequela of the sort of abuse of the environment and geopolitical instability that we're facing, this needs to begin to happen absolutely right now. In fact, this is why we felt that we really needed to have this done by the early to mid-90s.